The International Bluegrass Music Awards ceremony will be held in September at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Marty Stewart will host. Past winners include Alison Krauss, Ricky Skaggs, Nickel Creek, Dolly Parton, and the Johnson Mountain Boys. This year's nominees will be announced on Tuesday, and Bill Malone and Rod Moog are candidates on the write-in ballot. Their CD, Remember Me, Bill Malone and Rod Moog Play the Music of the Bales Brothers, has been submitted by at least one fan for consideration under the Recorded Event of the Year category. And here's a taste.
The same moon's aglow with its light, the stars in the heavens still shine. To most of you the world may seem all right, but there's tears in my eyes all the time.
Think you know the name of that song. There's Tears in My Eyes All the Time, written by the Bales Brothers and performed by a couple of academics, Bill Malone and Rod Moog. Bill Malone plays guitar and sings on the CD and is a retired professor of history at Tulane University. He joins us from Madison, Wisconsin. Professor Malone, thanks for being back with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
And it's Rod Moog on the mandolin and guitar, singing as well. He's retired from the University of Texas at Austin and joins us from KUT in Austin. Professor Moog, thank you for being with us.
Delighted to be here, Scott.
Now, Mr. Malone, let me turn to you first. I almost thought that was Gene Autry.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
Gene Autry was the first great singing cowboy.
Well, I'm a great fan of Gene Autry. I love his music, but you know, I like to think of myself more as being a hillbilly, and so I'm kind of sad to hear that my East Texas accent is kind of being sublimated now after all these years of teaching.
Oh, I meant it as a compliment. I thought your voice was clear and fine as a mountain brook. I really liked it.
Well, thank you.
I think there's a lot in Bill's voice, not only of East Texas, where he comes from, but of the feeling for the music. When we met a few years ago, I just thought it needed to be recorded. And after a couple of years, he finally agreed to make an album with me, and this is the result.
And when we did that tribute to the Bales Brothers, you know, we tried to sound as much like him as we could, put the same kind of passion and intensity into the singing. But then when I heard it back, I said, that's certainly not the Bales Brothers. That's Malone and Moog instead.
Well, who were the Bales Brothers?
Well, there were four of them: Kyle, Walter, Johnny, and Homer. They came from West Virginia. They founded, or were among the founders, of the Louisiana Hayride. But I think of them as being kind of a transitional band. There's a lot of traditional elements in their music and a lot in modern elements too, and that sort of reflected the changes that the country was going through right after World War II, when people were moving to town into blue-collar work and trying to make sense of this new life that they were finding.
You grew up listening to them.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Tyler, Texas, about 100 miles from Shreveport, so I heard their radio broadcast over KWKH all the time and just fell in love with their music. It seemed like they were just brothers or cousins because they sounded like we did, and they were singing the same kind of things that we like to sing and voicing the same kind of aspirations and frustrations.
Perhaps Dust on the Bible might be their best-known song. Let's listen to a bit.
I went into a home one day to see some friends of mine. Of all their books and magazines, not a Bible could I find. I asked them for the Bible when they brought it. What a shame. The dust was covered over it, not a fingerprint was plain. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find, there's none salvation hold. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
That's a great song, Professor Moog. You enjoy singing it?
Oh, yes. I've sung it for many years, and it carries a wonderful message, and I think points us all towards seeking some kind of anchor that we can have in our lives.
You both have radio shows, right?
Yeah, mine is on Wednesday morning from a little after 9 until noon Central Standard Time on WORTFM here in Madison. It's a community volunteer-run station.
And what about you, Professor Moog? When's your show?
Well, mine is on Thursday morning, just from 9 to 11.
Yeah.
I'm also on a community radio station, and that's KOOP.org, by the way, and I'm glad I'm not playing opposite Bill.
No, yours, Professor Mungo, is called the Country Swing Rockabilly Jamboree?
That's correct. Because there,
and that's back to the country.
Now, do you play the Bales Brothers?
Of course.
I certainly do.
Yeah.
And I usually do play music on a theme. You know, I'll do a program on politics or religion or work, just everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me a chance to teach history. You know, I'm still teaching even though I'm retired.
I want to get you, Bill Malone, if you could, to talk us into the song Goodbye Hallelujah, I'm Gone, the way you might on your radio show.
Well, right after the Second World War, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty about what the future held. Some people thought there would be a Third World War. Others were certain that a Great Depression was coming. And before long, all sorts of things began to happen that seemed to fulfill the prophecies in the book of Revelations and other parts of the Bible. So a lot of people, including some folks in my family, were convinced that the second coming, you know, could occur any day.
When seven thunders utter their voices, and this old world is just about gone,
I want to ask about this, you know, this award competition, okay, International Bluegrass Music Award competition. Who are the louts who are likely to be your competition? Professor Moog?
There's an album with Earl Scruggs and Doc Watson on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Ricky Skaggs album, and there's an album by Curly Seckler and a lot of people. The idea of this award, Scott, is that it must be people who do not ordinarily play together.
Mm-hmm.
But who collaborated on a special recording. That's why a recorded event of the year is the title of the category.
How do you rate your chances of victory?
Well, if there's enough division, you know, like if the votes are scattered, it's possible that we could slip in. But realistically, I doubt that that's going to happen. Romantically, I'm still dreaming, still hoping that something like that could occur.
Now, I realize you gentlemen are in separate studios in separate cities, but you know, I do believe, I hear you're picking on your instruments. Could we hear something? What we wanted to hear was Will the Angels Have a Sweetheart?
Yeah, that's country music without irony. That's one of the great things about the Bales Brothers and about the music from that era. They were totally sincere when they did these great old songs. And so we'll give people a laugh, even if we can't give them the true sound, but we'll do our best.
Here we go, Bill.
Okay. If they do, can I be yours?
scene of only graveyard. But he o'er her coffin leaned, o'er the one who he realizes he'll never see on earth again. Cry
Bill Malone and Rod Moog, their new CD, Remember Me. Bill Malone and Rod Moog played the music of the Bales Brothers, is a candidate for nomination at the International Bluegrass Music Awards. Nominees will be announced on Tuesday, and you met him here first. Bill Malone, speaking with us from the studios of Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison, and Rod Moog from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Where else? Been wonderful to talk to you.
Well, it's been wonderful for us, too. Thanks for having us.
Lots of luck.
Thank you, Scott.
We got links to both Professor Malone and Professor Moog's radio shows, plus some cuts from Remember Me on our website, npr.org.